Police Browder's life was stolen by the system.
New York City has been gripped by heartbreak, the heartbreak of young men committing suicide who were incarcerated at Rikers, the heartbreak of mostly Black and Latino people being detained, awaiting trial, unable to make bail. On Tuesday evening, there was a vigil in Union Square for Kalief Browder. Mourners held signs which said, "Justice for Kalief. Adolescents are not adults. Eyes on Rikers." Photos of Browder were handed out. The reverse side said, "Rest in power, Kalief Browder, 1993 to 2015. And there was a quote by the young man, "I always believed in standing up for what I felt was right. If I would have just pled guilty, then my story would have never been heard. Nobody would have took the time to listen to me. I'd have just been another criminal." The 23-year-old committed suicide on June 6th. He was incarcerated for more than 3 years on charges of stealing a backpack before being released in 2012 when his case was dismissed. 3 years at Rikers, starting when he was just 16 years old. Travis Morales is with the Stop Mass Incarceration Network Steering Committee.
There's a whole epidemic of brutality and torture and murder of Black and Latino youth, either at the hands of the police, the hands of prison guards, or driving people insane to where they take their own lives. That's how horrible the conditions are. And we have to be clear that the death of Kalief Browder, his blood is on the hands of this system. They murdered him. They drove him to kill himself 3 years, starting at the age of 16, 2 years in solitary confinement. He was a child.
Dear Mr. Browder, I wish that I could find the right combination of words to express our sorrow, our regret, our shame, our transgressions that we as an American society have committed against you and every other person just like you. And I am ashamed to say that we live in a country where we treat animals better than we treat humans, but we treat humans just like animals, so I guess that makes us even, right?
Johnny Perez was incarcerated. He knows firsthand what it's like to be isolated, to be confined. He says he feels like we failed Kalief Browder, that it's not just a Black-white issue, it's a human issue.
We live in a society where we victimize people to teach them not to victimize people. And a person, how is it that a young man, 16 years old, one of only two states who we incarcerate children, can be held inside of a cell for 3 years and then be let out and nobody asks, "Are you okay?" Nobody asked that question. And as a result of that, he succeeded, committing suicide. This wasn't his first time. This wasn't his second time. You know, so on and so forth, he finally succeeded. And people, we ignored him, not only the correctional system, but I think that we as a people, because we need to force our legislators to take action.
And then there is Keenan Davis, the 18-year-old who hanged himself at Rikers on June 10th, this after spending less than a week at the prison.
If somebody's willing to kill themselves in order to get out of that cell, I have to ask myself, what's going on in that cell that you're willing to die to get out?
If you all would raise your right hand, you swear that the testimony about you are about to give is the truth, the whole truth.
The city council is looking into bail reform. Councilmember Rory Lantzman said our bail system is broken. Too many people are detained on Rikers, not because they've been convicted of a crime, but simply because they are too poor to make bail. This hurts defendants. Lantzman says it hurts taxpayers too, who pay $120 million each year to keep pretrial detainees on Rikers. At the city council hearing on Wednesday, Jamie Fellner, a senior advisor for Human Rights Watch, testified. She said one of the problems is that judges don't need to explain their bail decisions.
What dictates their bail is, frankly, what the prosecutors ask for. And the higher the bail amount that a prosecutor asks, the higher amount that a judge will probably set. Prosecutors need to be called to account, too. There needs to be more transparency there.
Fellner says many times prosecutors ask for bail because of a prior record, but research shows prior records don't indicate a flight risk. Failure to appear does, but not prior records.
The bottom line, I think New York City doesn't have a problem with failure to appear. You have got great rates. You do not have a public safety problem. There is no data that suggests that people who are released pending the termination of their case commit violent crimes. They may get busted for drugs again, but that's not the issue that you should be depriving their liberty for, to keep them from using drugs in the short term.
Meanwhile, New York Senator Daniel Squadron sponsored Kalief's law to fix the speedy trial law following the death of Kalief Browder.
In New York City, defendants average waiting 594 days before going to trial. That's nearly 2 years. Look, the case of Kalief Browder is outrageous, shameful, and tragic. And sadly, it is also not unique.
Kelsey Diabola is a social worker with Brooklyn Defender Services. She visits Rikers regularly. She sees what's going on there firsthand.
You know, I think we have these stereotypes and beliefs about like who's in jail and who are in prison. And truth is, like, Rikers anyways, you know, people can't afford bail. Like, it's all about this money issue. And then they go to Rikers and they're treated as if they're less than. They're dehumanized and they're tortured. And, you know, the truth is, like, we're kind of ignoring, like, kind of the own torture that's happening right here in our city.
Meanwhile, New York City Council Speaker Mark Viverito has proposed that the city create a fund to help bail for certain nonviolent defendants. The bail fund is modeled on a charitable bail organization called the Bronx Freedom Fund, managed by a legal service organization, the Bronx Defenders. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.